When Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero were stuck a long way from home and almost broke, they did what any self-respecting guitar players would do. They took to the street with a rock standard. Rodrigo and Gabriela's heavy metal odyssey could have begun in Seattle, Austin, or Athens, Georgia, but these were Mexican heavy metal kids, and they started performing in Ixtapa on Mexico's Pacific coast. Their band came close to a record deal, then broke up. That was 10 years ago. Sanchez and Quintero sold their electronics and went to the beach. They kept body and soul together, playing cheap acoustic guitars in hotel lobbies, and then, in 1999, they decided to go to Ireland. Fast forward 8 years, and Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero, playing as Rodrigo y Gabriela, finally have that record deal. Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero join us from member station WXPN in Philadelphia. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm wondering, first of all, what you were doing in Ireland. Why did you decide to leave a beach resort in Mexico and go to Dublin?
Well, it was mainly Europe, travel Europe and learn other styles of music and learn another language and experience an extreme adventure. And the first place we decided to go was Ireland.
Why?
Just randomly. It was someplace unknown to us completely.
You were performing on the street for tourists, and you played acoustic covers of heavy metal songs. Is that right?
We started doing that in the hotels in Ixtapa on the beach. That was the only repertoire we had. It was pretty convenient for us because the tourists didn't really realize that we were playing Slayer and Metallica and all those. So
they thought these are Mexican folk songs, perhaps?
That's right, that's right.
Yes.
And so we went with the same kind of spirit to Europe. In Dublin, we couldn't really play in hotels because that doesn't really work the same there, you know. So we had to busk around, and the Latin kind of feel just came out afterwards. Just a mix of the metal influence we had with the Latin is what we are now.
Well, now, on this new CD, you have a version of the Metallica song Orion. For our listeners who don't necessarily know that song, what does the song mean to you? Why'd you put it on the album?
That piece, Orion, is from an album called Master of Puppets, which is a classic of metal. It's just a masterpiece. So we love that track. It's the only instrumental track in that album. And we thought it sounded really good on the acoustic guitars. Like the original version, for those who know it, it's very distortionate and very. So we wanted to do exactly the same version, but acoustically. Give that reference point that we don't play Mexican music or flamenco music or something that is traditional and classical. We completely are breaking the rules here, you know, so that's why we did it.
Orion has like several moods or movements or sections to it. It really seems to be a pretty good showcase of the kind of music that you play now.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think that was the influence that bassist Cliff Burton left in Metallica before he died. It's a very emotional track as well for metalheads.
Now, you said that you do not play flamenco, and I gather that flamenco guitarists would agree that you don't. But For my benefit, I wonder if you could just explain the difference between your style and flamenco guitar. I mean, maybe...
I don't know much about music, but I know it's based in different rhythms that we don't play. Flamenco is something that is almost ritualistic. A few years ago, I attempted to play some flamenco rhythms, but I never actually got them right. So all the rhythms I got are the wrong flamenco rhythms. So it's like, for so many reasons, we don't play flamenco. We love flamenco, but we don't play those bulerías, soleares. It's like a mass, you know, in a flamenco show.
Well, the song Iztapa sounds a little bit like flamenco to me, you know, which shows you how much I know. What was the inspiration for Ixtapa? Were you remembering living there? Were you living there when you wrote it?
Well, actually, when we wrote it, it was almost a year and a half ago, 2 years. We went back to Ixtapa after 8 years. We got a chance to get properties, and, you know, that was kind of our first time we came back, and we had what we wanted before, you know? So
you came back as a success.
Well, call it success, or, yeah, but now it's where we spend our time off, you know, in Ixtapa, because we love the place.
How do you write a piece? I understand that you guys don't read music. How does this process work? How do you do it?
I work a melody on my own, whether you call it a riff or a lick or whatever, and I show it to Gabriela, and she works on the harmonies, and then together we work in structure of the song. It can take up to a month or 2 months sometimes, you know, or sometimes it's quicker. Most of the time, that's the way it works. You know, melody, I do it myself, and then the solos, and then Gabriela just comes down with the rhythms.
And you play back and forth and back and forth until you think you've got it right?
That's exactly. Right. Then that's we record it and we listen back.
And then
back
we play
again.
It live, you know, in live shows, and then we see what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Does this recording, this CD, is it very much like what you do live? Do you think you got the live show down on tape?
No, the live show is different in the sense that the energy is much more powerful. It's higher level in the speakers, and people is quite energetic, very responsive.
We play venues, standing venues. We play big rooms, and it's kind of more falls more into the rock scene. We didn't look for it; it just came out that way, you know.
So everybody's on their feet, and
yeah. It's all the time, and we talk and we say stories of the songs, and we are pretty much the way we are naturally, and we talk a lot between songs because we don't sing, so whatever we have to say, we just say it.
Now, right now, you're sort of in the bosom of the recording industry. You've got a new CD, you've got a concert tour, there are promotions, you're talking to people like me. Are you finding this tough? I mean, are you thinking that it would be good to get back on the street?
Not at all, to be honest. No, that'll be silly. It's too cold. What we want, our approach to music, basically, is that we can tour. But as long as we have a good space between tours, that we can be able to do things well, like normal people do.
Rodrigo Sanchez and Gabriela Quintero, better known as Rodrigo y Gabriela, their recent self-titled CD is now out on ATO Records. The two of you were wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
You can hear more of Rodrigo y Gabriela's music on CD and in performance, and also take a guitar lesson from them at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon is back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.